Hello, Revelers, and welcome to the Reveler Recording, a loud and lively podcast. Turn it up, dance it out, and revel in it all. What's up, what's up? My name is Haley Press. My pronouns are she, her, and I am the host of the Reveler Recording, a loud and lively podcast. Welcome to Podtober, where a mini episode is released every day in October with a new guest answering the question, what do you revel in? We are more than halfway through Podtober, and I want to thank you so much for sticking around and listening. I have had such a great time with every guest so far, and we have many more to come. On today's episode, day 20, we have Anthony Sawyers with an S. The name his mama gave him, and he is here to entertain. He'll take over any stage and win those rap battles. An artist and all-around creative from Brampton, Ontario, let's see what this fly guy revels in. Anthony Sawyers!
What's up? Thanks for having
Hello.
Me.
Hello! Absolutely, thank you for joining me on the Reveler Recording. How are you?
I'm doing great, you know, just hanging, working, living the COVID middle ground life.
Yep,
it's navigate it all.
Yeah, it's a theme, unfortunately, but everybody seems to be getting by at the very least and doing things that make them happy when and where they can. So that's important.
Exactly. Yes. Good to see the world like coming alive again, and even in a different way than it was before. Yep. So that's there's some really cool. I think I was telling my sister the other day that I feel like curbside pickup for restaurants should have been a thing before COVID.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, like, why couldn't I just like go to like Red Lobster, be like, hey, this is what I want. Come meet me.
I want some of your biscuits.
Yeah, I want your biscuits. Come meet me at my car. I'm going to pull up in 10 minutes. Knock on my window.
Sir, this.
Like that. Like, I feel like that should have been something that happened long time ago, so I'm happy that some innovations like that have happened,
and I don't think it'll go anywhere. Like, that is here to stay.
Exactly. So there are some things I'm like, yes, finally,
yeah,
you know, finally, like, I could get curbside pickup and I don't have to go inside this store, search for 20 minutes or order for, you know, 10 minutes, sit at the bar,
or end up buying like 10 more things than you actually need because you are in there and you're like, oh, sure, I could go for this.
Yep. Just order it before, show up, get it, drive back home. Yeah. You know, you're blessed.
I love it. Well, why don't you tell the listeners who you are beyond someone who wants Red Lobster?
So my name's Anthony Sawyers. It's the name my mama gave me. I am a hip hop artist. I'm an event planner. And I just overall creative. I have many skills. I do sound engineering. I do a little bit of graphic design, a little bit of videography. Being an artist kind of causes me to have to really just kind of be skilled in a lot of
blend in it all and explore different avenues. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because it's just like someone could be like, "Hey, I'll charge you $200 to edit your video," and I'm like, I could learn that myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe all creatives should be paid for what they do. So the price is never the thing. It's just sometimes the access of like, hey, if I know I'm going to do this for the next 2 years, if I start learning today, in 2 years, I'll be better. So
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm just like, might as well start today and then I'll save some money. And, you know, there might be some rough bumps there. But you know, eventually I'll get the hang of it. So I feel like over the years, I've just picked up all these skills that I've had to learn, from being an artist. So,
it's so fulfilling too, when you do it by yourself to be like, damn, I did that.
Yep. Exactly. I don't have to email anybody to make changes. Cause I've been doing all my own graphic kind of social media, little graphics for my music stuff. And that's been interesting. I remember the one time I hired someone to do it and I just needed changes, and you just have to like send them emails like, hey, can you change this word? Can you move this 3 inches down? But like,
and it's funny too, because even if I'm paying them like for a service, I feel like I'm bothering. Like, I don't want
exactly.
it. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You're like, hey, can you please just, you know, slide this over? And sometimes you end up compromising your own you know, product.
Yeah.
Because of that. So sometimes it's, so what I've started to do too, if I am hiring somebody, which is usually a lot of the time as well. Like lately, I've been kind of putting myself in categories of what can I do myself and what do I need to hire someone for, just because it's going to take me 20 times longer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do the best that I can, and then I'll send it to them and be like, hey, this is like my best. This is like my vision, like 80%. Like now, like make it better.
Help me.
You know, help me.
Now what?
Yeah, like I'll make a t-shirt design and be like, this is what I could do with my font and my Photoshop experience. But like, I know this is not like what it's supposed to be. Now, take it home for me. So that way.
But I'm sure people sometimes appreciate that too, because they know they at least have like a better idea of what you're looking for. Like the expectations are clear. I feel like that's one thing that can be challenging with working with people sometimes in general, in so many different facets, is you have to make sure that you're on the same page, what you're communicating is being heard and processed that way, et cetera. So when you are able to provide a little bit of that visual too, I'm sure it helps.
Yeah, it has. I think it's made things a lot smoother, except for when people, when people will be like, they'll just make it exactly the same. And I'll be like, no, change it. Or I'll make a mistake. Yeah. I remember I used to put a lot of like echo on my vocals when I rap, and then I would send it to like the mix engineer, and then they would do the same thing. And I'm like, oh, I just do that because I don't know what I'm doing. Don't like take that as like, oh, this is what he wants. I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I remember I realized that once. I'm like, oh yeah, no, don't copy me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's been, communicating and just making sure you're on the same page is a big part of that process. So it's
all a learning process, and communicating is different with every person.
Exactly.
Amazing. Is there anything else to introduce yourself?
I think I just a big part of me is just like, I love people. I love, I love conversations. I love people. I think humans are interesting. I like having a lot of conversations. I like having a lot of different levels of conversations. I think in my life, I've been able to have like the friendly conversation, but I've also been able to have like the really deep, like philosophical conversations.
Yes.
And I think that's a point in my life where I'm like, I really like living there sometimes. About like, hey, like, what do you think about like the meaning of life? And what do you think about like God or the universe or like what your purpose is? So I always picking people's brains about those things. And I think that would definitely be something that like I really like revel in.
Love that. It's nice when you can get to that place with people.
Yeah.
Okay. So then is that your answer to what you revel in, or what is it that you revel in?
Oh yeah. I think that will probably be those. I would say music and being creative, as well as like working with people, and having like getting to know people and having like deep conversations, as well as just like growing people. I think like growing with people, is always something that I think people, as I grew up especially in my teenage years, a lot of like older guys that I looked up to took a lot of intentional time to like sit with me and be like, hey, this is how you handle money well. Hey, this is how talk to women, you know?
Yeah.
And like growing up with like these guys that were like my age now talking to me like I'm not a kid, like really, really helped me. So I think like that's probably where my desire for like humans came from. And then just like wanting to do the same thing with other people that I'm around.
It's almost like respected guidance.
Yeah, exactly. And it was interesting because I didn't really ask for it. It was just like this thing that I guess it was like right place, right time. I remember this guy came to my church and I thought he was cool. So I'm like, I think I just talked to him like after church one day. And then I'm like 16 and he's like, hey, you want to like hang out and get food? And then we hung out, we got food. We started talking about like books. He gave me like 6 books. He's like, read this. And then he would just like, and then that was that. But then like every like 6 months or so, he would just like call me. And we'd be like, hey, you want to like talk again? Like, how's life going? And he would like remember. That was the key. He would like remember about what I told him last time.
So crucial.
Which was like, I'm just like, oh, like you like really love me.
Mm-hmm.
So
it shows that they're really listening and that they really do care and are respecting you and the time that you're giving them as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So that automatically, like, I guess, like, took my guards down and just like, hey, like, and then there it was. I learned a lot of like good lessons. I learned about being on time, being how important yes. being on time is. I think it was one time I was actually late. And then this guy's name was Justin. And he's like, why are you late? And I'm like, oh, the bus was late. I gave him an excuse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he like looked at me. He's like, when did you leave for your bus? And yeah. I'm like, okay, I left for my bus late. So I missed the bus. So he's like, okay, so you left for your bus at 2:50 and your bus was at 2:55, but you were getting ready at 2:30. And you knew at 2:30 you wouldn't make your bus for 2:50.
Yeah. It's like taking back that ownership of like, oh, okay, I probably could have.
Yeah. He's like, you should
plan this a little better. He's
like, you should have messaged me at when you knew you were. This was the key. You should have messaged me when you knew you were gonna be late.
Yes.
Right. And then I think that
communication, right?
Communication. And that was the big thing that I think I extend to today. Is like, I don't care if you're late.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me. Because mm-hmm. I could do something else. If you're like, yo, I'm going to be an hour late. Great. Now I could put my laundry in. Now I could
yeah.
go for a walk. But when you,
again, it comes back to, I think yeah. like that respect of people's time. Like it's, if you're running late, cool. Things happen. Like I get that. I'm human. I can totally relate and understand. I've yeah. been there, but just like have the decency to like, let me know also.
Exactly. Yeah. Just yeah. tell me. And it's like, you know, maybe we could reschedule.
Yeah.
And you know, both of us could be free of this pressure to like arrive on time right now. Right.
Very true.
Like just tell me. So I think that's a mm-hmm. key. I always like, that's something that I feel like from that was such a small moment in life, but it's something that like, you know, even what, like almost 10 years later now, probably mm-hmm. more than 10 years, actually, it's something that like has really like helped me be on time in my own life. And as well as, you know, communicate to others.
What is it about music that you revel in?
I was just recording something right before this, actually. I really, there's two points in music that I like. I like the, well, I guess there's three. I like writing music. So writing songs. Mm-hmm. So like lyrics. I enjoy the recording process and I enjoy the performing process.
You are such an entertaining performer.
Thank you.
You are. And I will say too, like, I don't see the behind the scenes of the producing it, but like in terms of the writing of it too, I feel like I hear your songs and there's just, it's such a story to it as well. Like you are very intentional with the messaging you're putting out and what it is that you want to say.
Yeah. It's been, yeah, that, I think you encompassed it well. It's always, I really try to like, cause I'm making like faith-based hip hop, right? It's mm-hmm. like, how do I talk about my faith in music that's not like cheesy?
Yeah, right? Fair.
It's like,
yeah,
because it could be cheesy and there are a lot of
yep.
rappers that are cheesy, so it's like, how do I do this where it's like, it's good hip-hop music but like anybody could listen to it and enjoy it, but those who like are, you know, if you're a Christian, they'll pick up the words, they'll pick up the moment, and if you're not, it's just like, oh, Anthony's rapping again. Mm-hmm. You know, so
trendy enough but still allows you to get like your message across too.
Yeah, so that's like kind of like where I'm kind of living, and I love like hip-hop and I love like all sorts of hip-hop, so I think being able to like listen to like certain songs and be like, hey, like I want to, you know, create something like that always inspires me. So the writing is key. I think it's just like being able to communicate like all these complex ideas mm-hmm. and put it into like this really tangible thing. It's like, when I'm writing, I think about the conversations that I have with people about, you know, faith in the world and you know, how things go around, and I'll kind of try to incorporate that into my music, because I know people have a lot of questions, people have a lot of thoughts. So it's like, how do I now use that as like an inspiration of like, hey, like I had this conversation today, it was about this really deep subject matter, but you know, now let's make a song about something similar, or even just like a line in a song. Mm-hmm. So I really like writing. The performance, the recording is cool too. I feel like I get a little bit too detailed in the process. I want everything to be perfect.
I'm sure you could feel that. Yep. Yeah. Editing podcasts, sometimes I'm like, okay, know when it's good enough too. Yep. Like you could pick and pick and pick at it.
Yeah. I have so many songs like on my computer that like I just need to like release.
Yeah.
I just need to, but they'll happen. And then the performance is like my favorite because like I get to create like a visual for the song. So like sometimes mm-hmm. even when I'm recording, like I'm dancing, I'm moving around. Like I'll like literally perform for myself in my basement, just like thinking about what it looks like to present this before people. So I think that's always been an interesting thing. Is like, I'll just do it by myself and just like, one day I want to like record it, but it happens so spontaneously.
You should, cause it really goes to show like the full picture.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll just set a camera and just like, let it roll.
Forget about it.
Just happen. Yeah, I need to forget about it. That's the thing, because like if not, it would just feel like unnatural.
Yeah.
The performance is key, and then like during the shows, a lot of people come up to me, right? Because I usually perform at like a lot of different places. Like I performed so many different, like the range is always wide, right? People always think, like, oh, you're a Christian hip hop artist. You're just gonna perform at churches. But like I perform at churches, I perform in clubs, I perform at bars, I perform in, you know, at schools. Yeah. It's so, I think because of that wide range of places, I have a lot of very unique conversations with people because they don't mm-hmm. expect me to be there.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, why is this guy here? Or like, what are you about? Like, they just want to know. It's kind of like this anomaly of like, hey, you're good. Or you're a little different than everyone else. Like, let's talk. So oftentimes when I do shows, I have a lot of really cool conversations afterwards with people. So I think it just connects. It's like comes full circle of like I wrote something, mm-hmm. you know, I've recorded it, and now I get to like actually engage people in it and have a conversation about the content. Or if they just say like, hey, I like it, like I really like what you're doing, that's always cool too. And you know, you keep going on. And you know, I always like to treat like every show with respect, whether it's like, you know, there's one person in the audience or there's like 500.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's been a key to like helping me grow, because you mm-hmm. know, you can't, you know, like sometimes you expect 500, you get one. Sometimes you expect one, you get 500. You know?
Yeah. So, but at the same time, sometimes that audience of one is better than that 500 too.
Exactly.
It all depends on why they're there. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd rather have, you know, one solid person then like
quality over quantity
exactly. And that's how you build mm-hmm. a really good support fan base. So it's just like, hey, like you just one person saw you here. Like I have people who still reach out to me because from when I used to rap in college in London, and it's like, hey, I saw you like,
I remember that, and I didn't even know you then, so that's hilarious.
Yeah it's like, hey, like I saw you do this like here, like so, like I remember I used to rap. I rap so many places that it's just kind of like it's really, I'm really thankful for like the people who I've been able to connect with through like music. And as I said before,
it's super cool. It's super cool to see how the two things that you really revel in of like music and then connecting with people are so intertwined.
I'm really thankful. I hope one day I could, you know, make music and connect with people full time. I guess it's when I kind of do professionally, but I want to be able to do my own stuff. So
you're good at what you do though, and I think, I know we were talking about like respect and communication at the beginning here too, and when we first met, we were saying even before we started recording that like we just kind of connected right off the bat. And so I hope you know, like, A, that you are good at what you do, and you're just a rad, genuine human, which is wicked. And I think that in combination with your talent will take you a far way. So just keep doing it.
Thanks, Haley. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you're solid too.
Oh, thanks.
I mean that with the most passion and and gusto that I could give. But yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it's been good. I think just like living, loving people, making music has mm-hmm. been an interesting path. And like, even think about how I started, like I used to rap battle in high school. So it's been
amazing,
like going from like there to like here with music, as well as even with like the relationships that I've been able to build. It's always been, it's been this thing that I'm thankful I started. You know, sometimes, like I think we mentioned earlier, you just have to start.
Yeah,
you just have to start sometimes. And I think of like, where would I be if, you know, little Anthony Sawyers didn't, you know, start,
just give it a go,
rapping in high school, just because he wanted to be like cool because there were other rappers in high school.
Yeah, amazing.
And, you know, my first rap battle, I won. Me and the other guy are actually really good friends to this day.
Well, that's good.
He's actually my barber.
Amazing.
Great guy.
Do you ever rap battle in the barber chair?
No, he doesn't rap anymore. Sometimes I'll show him my music.
Come on.
I know. I wish he still rap. He was actually better than me at the time. I think I just had more punchlines for I worked the crowd more than he did that day.
Okay.
Which is why I won. But he was actually probably in terms of skill level, he was way better than I was.
Okay. So, it's interesting how sometimes like you can be really good at something, but if you don't have that like showmanship, I don't know if that's the right word, but if you don't have that stage presence either, it's crazy how much that can affect it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly what happened that day. It was like, it was just like a little bit of showmanship. Like I knew how to work the crowd and like, I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like a few punchlines in, you know, and I won it. So,
I have a question for you.
Yep.
Will you rap for us right now?
let me save it for another time, but you can find me on Spotify.
Perfect. Such a great transition.
You can find me on Spotify. Just Anthony Sawyers. So AnthonySawyers.
Amazing.
Yeah. Don't forget the S at the end. Everyone always forgets the S.
Anthony Sawyers.
Sawyers with the S at the end. That's the name my mama gave me. So.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for chatting. I feel like we have so much to catch up on outside of this as well. So we will definitely get together, go have some barbecue.
We will.
I don't know if I'm more excited to see you or the barbecue, to be honest. That's okay.
The barbecue will be good. So I'll play second fiddle to the barbecue.
As long as you're getting barbecue too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Again, listeners, make sure that you go check out Anthony on Spotify. It's Anthony Sawyers with an S at the end. Do you want to plug your socials at all as well?
Yeah. So Anthony Sawyers music on everything.
Perfect. So easy
Anthony
peasy.
Sawyers music. So you should, once you put in the last name, I think I'm the only Anthony Sawyers around. So yeah, you should be able to find me.
Love it. Well, thank you so much. So glad we got to connect. So happy to hear that all of the things that you revel in really do come together. And thank you for your time. Thank you for spending time with me tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Amazing. You're doing a great job. Oh, thanks. Fun fact, Anthony is the one who kind of, I know we just said bye, but this is the last thing, I promise. Anthony is the one who kind of taught me about a lot of like the tech knowledge that I have in terms of staging, and like he taught me how to, I'm gonna probably say this, but like coil a cord properly.
Yeah, wrap a XLR cable. Yeah. those are skills that will yep. you know, that'll
and set, now I teach other above. People Yeah, oh, and when great. I see people doing it wrong, I'm like, whoa, 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 just wait, because we want to take care of our equipment.
Yes, that is that definitely sets you a step above. Like if you can wrap, if you can wrap a good cable, like that's
perfect.
That, yeah, those are that's a good thing to see.
You keep wrapping, and I'll keep wrapping the cables.
Exactly. Yeah, sound the dynamic duo.
Oh gosh, on that awful joke, I think we got to get out of here.
Thanks for having me, Haley.
Thanks so much, Anthony. All right, everyone. He didn't rap here with us today, but you will want to witness it. Make sure you go check out Anthony Sawyer's music. Until tomorrow, revelers, revel on. And don't forget to rate, review, and recommend this episode.